Looking at the front page of the Tullamore Tribune, which is out this morning, it says election hots up as party leaders visit Offaly, and we'll be talking about that election to that paper's deputy editor and other guests shortly. But first, for more on what it says in the papers, here's Fiona Kelly.
The pensions of retiring TDs, the number of homeless children attending disadvantaged schools, and why people end up having to store the ashes of their deceased loved ones at home. Those are some of the stories you'll find on your front pages this morning. The Irish Independent leads with the line that as the political parties scramble to deal with the controversy surrounding the increase in the pension age for voters, the combined pension of 17 retiring TDs, including Enda Kenny, Michael Noonan and Gerry Adams, is estimated to be 22 million euro. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports that ex-presidential candidate Peter Casey is to stand for election in Dublin West. And in its version of the story, meanwhile, the Irish Times reports that the Derry-born businessman has also submitted nomination papers for Donegal, which we're told is permitted. The Irish Times leads today with the finding from the Ipsos MRBI poll, which conducted last week, that three quarters of the 1,200 people polled said that they want a change of government. But when asked who they would like to see as the next Taoiseach, 24% opted for Leo Varadkar, 23% for Micheál Martin and 20% for Mary Lou MacDonald. Homelessness generates the lead story in today's Irish Examiner. The paper reports that as part of a survey of 22 DESH schools around the country, four schools estimated that one in four of their current intake of pupils is living in emergency accommodation. For its lead story, The Echo reports on the widespread shock in Cork City following this week's attack on a man who was doused in petrol and set alight at his home in Mayfield. The Herald leads today with details of yesterday's inquest into the shooting dead of Mark Hennessy by a Garda in the Cherrywood Business Park in 2018 after he abducted and killed 24-year-old student Justine Valdez. In a follow-up to yesterday's report on a letter sent by members of the Emergency Response Unit to Garda Management complaining about their lack of resources, the Irish Daily Star leads with an internal memo sent to Gardaí by Garda Commissioner Drew Harris yesterday outlining how he plans to deal with their grievances. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the line that Leo Varadkar spent €1.8 million on PR in his first 18 months as Taoiseach. Kerry bereaved, storing cremated remains at home. That's a headline on the front of the Examiner about how the country's newest graveyard, Killarney Cemetery, has no facility for storing ashes. Elsewhere this morning, a number of today's papers report on the court case in which 46-year-old Brian Stacey and 42-year-old Ronan Stevens were found guilty of charges under the Maritime Safety Act that they were sailing carelessly while intoxicated and were engaged in threatening and abusive behaviour in the Liffey's shipping lane in June 2017. Drunken sailor said he had God-given right to be on River Liffey, is the headline over that story in the Times. The Independent reports today on a Workplace Relations Commission award to two traveller sisters, Jean Martin and Geraldine Ward, of a total of €10,000 after it was found that they had been discriminated against by two accommodation providers, the Meadow Court Hotel and the Owl Triangle B&B in Loughrea, County Galway, when they were attending a funeral of an uncle in the town 2 years ago. Half a dozen anchovies, a tiny fish which is usually found in the balmy waters of the Mediterranean, were caught off the coast of Crosshaven in County Cork last weekend. That's in the Examiner. And finally, the Examiner also has a nice story today about mother of three, Helen Condon from Cork City, who's just become the first Irish artist to have one of her paintings turned into a jigsaw by one of the world's biggest puzzle manufacturers. Helen, who only returned to painting 7 years ago, was delighted when Ravensburger contacted her and asked if they could turn a painting she had done of Kinsale Harbour into a 1,000-piece jigsaw, which is now on sale online and in shops in Ireland, the UK and Australia.